18th Perk of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. And the Yavin of the Behema of the Yom Tov. One cannot help an animal give birth on Yom Tov because it's considered a tircha yaseira. Over here means actually dragging out the baby from its mother. Al nisadin on Yom Tov, you're allowed to just hold, as the baby's coming out, hold on to it so it shouldn't fall to the ground and shouldn't get hurt. This is only on Yom Tov. On Shabbos even this is also. When the yalim is isha b'Shabbos, that be a midwife for a woman is permitted on Shabbos. That's pikuach nefesh. The kari mokachomim, mokum mokum, you're allowed to call her midwife from one place to the next, even if it's out of the tchum. And mechalim is for Shabbos, even when it's mechal Shabbos, if a midwife is necessary for the birth, then one's allowed to mechal Shabbos. And as long as it's not necessary, just for a matter of convenience, then extra help, which is not necessarily, is prohibited. But if the wife needs it very much, the fact that she'll be very nervous without it, can be inherited to even be for somebody else to mechal Shabbos to come, because the peace of mind of the yoled is can be an issue of pikuach nefesh. Koishim et ha-tabo, the umbilical cord, they would can be tied up on Shabbos. It's also going to be pikuach nefesh. Rabbi Yosi Omer, af choifrim, you have to cut it off. You have a chol tov imila oizim the Shabbos. One can do anything that's necessary for the mila on Shabbos. We'll see more about this in the next parak.